The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial information so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Well, today we're going to be talking about the five key areas that you need to be aware of as we come through this rebuilding that we're seeing in this country. And I am so excited because today I have George Amador III here with me today. George, it's good to have you.
Thank you so much. Love being here.
Well, for those of you who have not heard George on the radio program before, he is a certified financial planner right here at Crystal Clear Finances. He also has a membership subscription through Refine Financial. For those who are just getting on board with their finances and are saying, wait a minute, not quite ready to start investing yet, but I want to begin expanding how I think about money so that I'm ready to step into the financial realm. Well, that's the guy for you at Refine Financial. So George, I'm glad that you're here with us today. Mm-hmm. And I want to jump into our discussion today. And as I said at the beginning, I want to talk about the five key areas that we really need to be aware of as we're going through this rebuilding process in our country, because there's a lot of different thoughts out there.
There is. There's a ton of information that is bombarding our lives right now, whether it's media, social media, our phones. And trying to sift through all of that is super important. We need to be super focused.
Absolutely. And I want to start first with the very point number one, and that just has to do with the money that people have right now. What I'm noticing, and I know you're meeting with clients to do too. If I can talk today, that would be wonderful. But you're meeting with clients, and it seems like people are just trying to time the market.
Oh, yes. Actually, a little more than we've ever seen in the past.
Yes.
And I think in times of volatility, when traditionally you would say, let's not time the market because of the, and right now, especially because of the really big swings that we are seeing. I mean, sometimes double digit swings in a day, which is pretty unheard of historically speaking. You have people who are really trying to get in and get out at the right times or buy this stock low and try to sell it and then rebuy it. And market timing is, I think, probably one of the hardest things in life to do, if not the hardest, and probably the most impossible.
Yes.
And so it's one of those things that we just have to be super focused on kind of taking that out of our mind a little bit and going, I have a plan. I'm sticking to my plan, diversify my portfolio, long-term approach. There will be growth in the long term rather than trying to make a quick buck.
Right. And George, it's not that we're looking at this and saying, oh, we don't invest right now. We have to. But when we sit down, I had a new prospective client that had called and said, hey, listen, will you buy and sell these certain stocks for me? And you would buy it in the morning and then by tomorrow afternoon, I want you to sell it. I said, no, that's not what we do here. Mm-hmm. And I think that individuals need to understand you can really get hurt. You can get hurt financially and lose money. You can get hurt on the tax side of it. And it's just, you give up basically part of your life because you're staring at this screen trying to buy and sell all day long. That's something we just don't dive into.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, market timing is something, again, because it's so hard and you have to realize what you're trying to do. You're trying to basically purchase or sell something right now that will hopefully, based on the news or pretty much everything out of your control, will do what you want it to do.
Right.
So how can you put your money in something that is totally out of your control and the hopes that it's going to do what you want it to do? And if it doesn't, most of the time you're going to get really burned. And it's really just back to the fact that market timing has really, it's not based on anything outside of really news and hype and what's happening right now. And unless you bet right, you're really going to see a loss most of the time.
You know, one of the things I like that we do, George, is that when we set up a client's portfolio, we intentionally look at the components in the portfolio so that it comes together and it's cohesive and that we have a plan moving forward and we're not saying, okay, on this day we're going to run in, this day we're going to pull out.
Yeah.
It's an overall, we always want to have a piece that has its moment in the sun. So some of the portfolio may not do well during certain situations, but other parts of through the portfolio, they're going to shine during those times. Yeah. So number one, I would say, as we're going through this time of rebuilding in the country, as we're watching the stock market go up and down and all over the place, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we're not market timing. Now, the second thing that we want to do, and I kind of hinted to it a moment ago, is that when we look at our portfolios, we want to make sure we're looking at the big picture, not just focusing on one key area. So let's talk a little bit about not just individual components, but a cohesive plan.
Yeah, and that really starts with diversification, right? We have to have a broad-based, diversified portfolio. And when I say diversified, I don't mean 10 or 20 stocks.
Thank you.
I'm talking about across different markets. So the bond market, the stock market, which is also the U.S. stock market, the international stock markets. You can diversify in large companies and small companies, in emerging markets and developed markets. You can throw in some commodities or real estate or alternatives. And you're really building a portfolio that is going to have four or five entirely different asset classes.
Right.
Right. And those asset classes, like I just mentioned, are allowing you to make sure that if the U.S. market goes down, that doesn't mean the European markets are going
to. Exactly.
Or the stock market may not trade like the bond market. And so you want to be able to be diversified, because when something happens, as the old adage is, you don't want all of your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. And having even 20 stocks can still be all your eggs in one basket if they're all 20 U.S. large companies.
I love that, because a lot of times there's a misunderstanding there, George. So I'm just going to hover over that subject for just a minute, because mm-hmm. I have had people say, look how diversified I am. And I'm saying, but it's all US, it's all stock, and it's all in this basket.
Yeah.
But if we can look and diversify properly, I think part of that, George, comes in when we begin to understand the risk tolerance. And we mm-hmm. talked about that a couple weeks ago when you joined yeah. us on the program. But when we can begin to understand where everyone is and what their goals are, then we can create a diversified portfolio that is in alignment, that they're sleeping good at night.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really goes back to when you look at the numbers and the real data, mm-hmm. right? At the end of the day, we know that if you were to invest over a long period of time, and when I say long period, I'm talking 10, 15, 20, 25 years, right? We're investing for the long haul. And that's whether you're, even if you're about to retire, you still need your money to last, right?
Right.
20 years in retirement. But the point is, in the long run, historically speaking, the market always goes up. And I know that's a crazy thing to say, that it always goes up, but you can fact check me on that. When you go back a 15, 20 year time horizon and look at every single peak in the stock market mm-hmm. to date, we have seen an increase from there.
Oh,
it may
yes.
not be huge increases, but there is an increase in the peak of 2000 and the peak of 2007 and 2011, 16, and go way back into the
exactly.
70s, 60s. We have seen the market always increase in value. And so what that tells me is, yes, the roller coaster ride to get there, it's going to be a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And your risk tolerance determines how crazy that roller coaster ride is going to
exactly.
be. Whether I'm going to see high highs and low lows, or I'm going to take it a little bit easier.
Right.
Maybe jump on the kiddie roller coaster for a moment.
Just for a little while.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, because of that, that means that if I am diversified and I have a buy, hold, rebalance approach to my investments, I know that I'm going to be able to make money in the long term. And yes, the short term is going to happen, but we're not in it for the short term. We're in it for the long term.
Oh, I love how you say that. And then, you know, one of the things I always use as a visual for my clients is think of an escalator, how an escalator just mm-hmm. slowly keeps going up. And now visualize yourself on that escalator with a yo-yo going up and down in your hands. And
yeah.
that's what it feels like. We feel like the short term, that yo-yo that's going up and down is, and are we going anywhere? And things are going to, you know, if the sky is falling or the one extreme to the other. But the truth of the matter is, we're still on that escalator and we're still mm-hmm. headed in the right trajectory. We're on the right path going to it. And I love sitting down with a client and saying, let's get this diversified and let's make sure this aligns for you.
Yeah.
So point number one, just as a quick recap, was we talked about, we want to make sure that we do not try to time the market. It's like catching a falling knife.
Yes.
You will get hurt, or most likely will get hurt. I think you will. Second thing that we want to do is we want to realize that we need to look at the overall portfolio. I know that when we've put ours together, we take each individual And there's a reason for it. This is why I picked this fund. This is why I picked this stock. This is why I picked this bond. Yeah. And I can give an answer for each component of the portfolio. I think that's such a good thing, George, that we're able to sit down and say to our client, here's the overarching portfolio. Here's what it's designed to do. Here's each piece in it. And it aligns with your diversification and risk tolerance. Yeah. So I love that. Now, the third area that we want to really focus on when we're walking through these five key areas of the market rebuilding and the country rebuilding is to avoid selling securities at distressed prices. You know, a lot of times when we're sitting down, and I'll have you speak to this, George, when we're sitting down with our clients, we have those three key components of having the savings. And, you know, we're not talking about the savings in the mattress or the savings at the bank, yep, but we're having the investments and we're having the protection. This is specifically why we have that.
Correct. And it goes back to the overarching financial plan. So step away from investment management for a moment. The overarching financial plan has to have those components, because what we often find, and I've seen this and I know you've seen it, is most people come in with a little bit of savings, a little bit of cash, right? Maybe some protection that they bought a life insurance policy 30 years ago when they were younger because it was cheap. And then most of their money is tied to investments.
Right.
And that's probably true for most people. The problem with that, though, is when COVID-19 happens and we don't know what's going to happen with the market, and now the vast majority of your assets went in half because the market tanked, now you're going, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. And if you're out of work on top of it all and you need money, you're selling those investments at a loss. And so where the investment management ties into the overarching plan is we build a long-term approach to your investments, because we don't believe that you're going to necessarily have to touch that money in the next year from now because you have money elsewhere that allows for access, that allows for control, and is still growing for you too, right? So you have to put all of the pieces together so that way when the market does take a hit, you're not having to go there first. Now, if we have to go there, we can, and right, we look at it with the right numbers and good calculation. But we want to make sure that you don't have to feel like you need to go to those investments that are at a loss when the market's down.
And George, one of the things that you said that, well, I agreed with everything you said, but one of the things that I wanted to point out, that's a better way of saying it, is that investment management and then stepping back for that overall philosophy and the comprehensive plan, that's different.
Correct.
Those are two different people and two different processes. And I think it's important because a lot of times people will say, I have a financial plan, and what they have is investments.
Investments, yep.
And what we want to do to be able to have that peace of mind so that we're not selling when the market's low is to have an actual plan.
Correct.
That we've stepped back from. And, you know, hopefully a lot of people, when they're looking at their accounts right now, George, they're seeing that they've been coming back and people are kind of happy that things are going up. But I think this is a great time now to say, okay, now that things are recovering, let's take a look back. And we've talked about this on other programs. What do we need to reposition if you didn't have enough cash on hand?
Yeah, absolutely. And these moments are great eye-opening moments. And that allows for us to go, okay, the markets came back. Thank God.
Yes.
And now, if I can't stomach that roller coaster ride that I just had, I really need to make a change. And that's, again, why there needs to be a plan. And part of the plan is investment management, but your investment management is not your overall financial plan.
Oh, that's such a strong statement. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick 60-second break. But before we go to the break, I want to remind you of the 3 points we've already gone over. First one is that we want to make sure don't time the market. Now, we do have a solution when we get back from the break of what you can do during these times, but timing the market, that isn't going to be one of them. Second thing we talked about is that we want to look at the overall portfolio and make sure you have that comprehensive plan. And the third one is we want to make sure that plan allows you to have cash on hand so that you are not selling your securities, you're not selling investments at a low price because there wasn't enough liquidity in your comprehensive plan. We will address all of those when we sit down together. But in the meantime, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and it is a pleasure to be here with you each and every week. I want to encourage you to join me on Wednesdays at 5:30 for Wealthy Wednesday, where we do a Facebook Live, and we talk about financial gems that you can use for practical application every day to create wealth in your life. So that is at our Facebook page, our Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, live on Wednesdays at 5:30. Now, one of the other things that we love doing is that we have been meeting with our clients who are business owners. And every Thursday, we have Crystal Clear Conversations, business to business, letting people know about the business owners we know that we endorse. And you can find that on our Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page as well. Well, I want to jump back into our discussion today. I'm joined with George Amador III, the CFP here at Crystal Clear Finances. George, I'm really glad that you're here with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And we're talking about the five key areas that we need to be aware of because, hey, there has been a lot of hyper alertness to, hey, the market's going up. I want to jump in. I want to jump out. And a lot of just activity when it comes to it. And we want to make sure, let's have a level head. And I always look at this and saying, you know what? I like to respond to situations, but I don't like to react to situations. Sure. And so if we can understand these five key areas, I think we have a better handle, smoother ride, and we can be hopefully position ourselves so that we have confidence for every decision we're making. So George, we talked about the fact that we don't want to time the market. We need to look at the comprehensive portfolio and that we don't want to sell securities when they're low because we've got enough cash on hand. And the last two that we're going to deal with today is that we want to look at, well, if we're not going to time the market, how do we put money in? So let's talk about dollar cost averaging.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a huge thing that we see, especially right now when the market is volatile. And when we say, okay, we don't want to time the market, then the next question is, okay, well, then what am I going to do?
Am right.
I just going to wait forever? And the answer is no, you're not going to wait forever. There's a way to do it, and it's called dollar cost averaging. Mm-hmm. And dollar cost averaging is essentially a way for you to break up that lump sum of money into smaller increments and put that money in the market over a longer period of time. So I'll give you an example. An individual walks into the office, they say, George, I have $50,000 and I'm waiting for the market to tank.
Yes.
As soon as that market tanks, and as soon as we can see a low point, I'm going to dump that $50,000 in. Well, what is tank to you, first of all? How do you know exactly when it's going to be at the bottom? Mm-hmm. And hopefully, maybe I'll put my blindfold on, throw a dart at the board, and hopefully hit it, right? That's essentially what you're asking me to do as a financial advisor. So the answer to that is, okay, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. We want to buy when the market's down.
Right.
So when the market starts going down, what we're going to do is rather than take that $50,000 and throw it all in one shot, maybe I take $10,000 and I do it over the next 5 weeks or the next 5 months and put that money in as the market goes down.
Yes.
What it's allowing me to do is it's dollar cost averaging. It's basically allowing my cost basis to get lower based on the average price that I'm purchasing the investment for. And that mitigates that market timing. And now I don't have to worry about, is the market going to be up tomorrow or down tomorrow? Because what I'm doing is I'm putting my money in a very systematic way that allows for me to take that risk off the board when the markets are crazy and still get in at a good price point. Because if the market goes up, hey, we already had some money in. And if the market goes down, great, because we're buying at a lower point.
It's a
win-win.
And I like, George, is that a lot of our clients, they just set up systematically. They say, hey, listen, I want $200 a month going in there. And that's exactly what they're doing. So whether someone's showing up to the office and saying, listen, here's a check.
Yep.
now what we can do is say, okay, that's one way to do it, and we'll dollar cost average in, or we'll set it up to just systematically come out of your checking account, get invested on good days and on bad days, because it's all going to average out in the end. Yeah. So I really like that approach to it. I like it too when you have clients that have dividend paying stocks, and then we just have their dividends come out and the dividends reinvest. And yep. Now they're doing the same type of thing, because we don't know what the stock price will be at each time. Doesn't matter. It's just going to keep buying more in the good times and in the bad times.
Yeah.
So last point that we want to cover, and that deals with market volatility. And you know what? In the remaining 10 minutes that we have, we could talk about this entire thing when it comes to market volatility. Yeah. Because a lot of times people are saying, I've gotten this call, Crystal, do you think we're out of the woods and this will all be over? But wouldn't that be great, George, if we could do that? If we could just say yes from this point on.
Yeah.
The market will never be volatile. Oh, goodness. But I think when we talk about the market, mm-hmm. if maybe it would help if you could just draw this big zero or this circle in the air. And at the top of that circle where 12 o'clock would be, just write the word or vision the word peak. Because that's the peak. That's when everything is so good, right? People are being overpaid. You're spending money and not really having to watch it because there's just so much more new money that's going to come in. And then go down to the bottom of the circle where like the 6 o'clock would be on a clock. And that would be the trough. That's where things, yeah, aren't so good. People aren't being overpaid. We're lucky if they are being paid at all. And people are penny and nickel and diming. They aren't overspending. And this cycle that goes from peak to contraction to trough to expansion to peak, to it goes in a cycle over and over. And the thing is, George, and you know this and can speak to it, the distance or the time it takes for it to go around that cycle for some can be really quick. And others, it says, and we're going to hang out here in the trough for a while. So these cycles can go quickly or they can go take a lot of time. But the point of the matter is we're always going to have that volatility. And if we cannot be surprised by it, if we can say, okay, I can see what's happening and begin to anticipate it.
Yeah.
Then I think we could sleep better at night, like you call your pillow, the pillow test.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is when we say the word volatility or people think about volatility and they have money in the market, it means bad, right? Volatility equals
right,
bad.
Right.
And volatility doesn't have to equal bad if you do what we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. If you have the long-term approach, if you're looking at the overall portfolio, if you're not trying, you don't need to sell when the market is down. When you have a dollar cost averaging approach, it allows for you to have confidence even when you're in a trough, even mm-hmm. when you're in a contractional economic period, because that's allowing for you to still be able to control what you have, make sure that it's all happening the way that we're supposed to. So the way I look at it is this, you know, when the markets are happening and these are crazy times and these are unprecedented times. I mean, we are seeing market volatility more than we have ever seen. And it almost feels like a common occurrence at the moment.
Right, right.
I'm looking at the market right now, it's down 2%. And those, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7% changes in a day, 20 years ago were almost unheard of, mm-hmm. right? We didn't see that a lot in the market, maybe a handful of times.
Right.
Now we're seeing it like crazy because I think really it's all based on hype. It's all based on news. It's all based on what we have. And because we have the news in our face each and every day, we're seeing it more. We're responding to it more.
There you go.
And so the biggest thing is in volatile times, we have to always take a comprehensive look at what is causing the volatile time.
Right? Yes.
Markets don't like uncertainty. When uncertain times happen, it's always going to have a volatile period in the market. Now, when more uncertainty is added, like for instance, we're in a presidential election year. That's an uncertain year, and that's usually volatile historically
yes.
speaking. On now you add COVID, which we didn't even know was a thing or around, and we add huge uncertainty. So we're
absolutely
seeing big volatility. But the point of the matter is when the markets are volatile, and they always will be volatile, and everyone's definition of volatility, by the way, is a little.
Right.
We can at least take a step back and go, it doesn't mean we have to be scared. It doesn't mean we have to be mm-hmm. timid. We don't have to take a backseat approach when the market is volatile. What we need to do is make sure we're being proactive. We have the plan. And the five things we're talking about today are great takeaways to go, I can do these five things in my own finances
right.
to make sure when the market is volatile, I can pass the pillow test. I can sleep at night.
That's just a great summary of what we've been talking about today. And one of the things as we start drawing to a close here today that I would encourage our listeners, and then of course, I'd love to hear your closing thoughts as well, but I would encourage listeners, listen, if you have a financial planner and you have a good relationship with them, call them.
Yeah.
Sit down with them and say, okay, we made it through COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to come up with a bumper sticker with that or whatever, but you made it through. Now sit down with the advisor you've been working with, if it's a good one that you're comfortable with, and say, do we need to reposition? What is our goal going forward? Let them know if anything has changed. And then from that point on, you can make the adjustments. If you don't have a financial advisor, we had mentioned earlier that a lot of times people think a financial plan is just having investments. It's not.
Yeah.
Then I would say give our office a call at 518-433-7181 or go to crystalclearfinances.com. Get a hold of us. Let's sit down and let's begin that process of, first of all, defining where it is you want to go, defining what it was like when you went through COVID with your finances. Where did you see the stress fractures? Where were things not working? Let's get them repositioned correctly, because that peak to trough cycle, that keeps going over and over. Some years it takes longer. We can go several years before we go through a full cycle, and some we can hit it in just a matter of a week. We go from top to bottom. So yeah. There's a lot there that I would encourage our listeners. Work with your financial advisor. If you don't have one, we'd love to come alongside you. Want to make sure that we're providing the confidence that you can have in regards to every financial decision that you make.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say this, you know, in times like this, the financial advisor needs to be more available than ever.
Absolutely.
And that's something that I think is crucial. And so if you have an individual that you're working with who's not available, I would be calling and asking why you're not available. simply because of the fact that in good times, all the financial advisors do well. But in times like this, this is where you really can separate out, is my money working for me? Is that person have my best interest in mind? Are they taking care and being proactive about my finances? And that's something that we hold very near and dear to our heart in this office, is we're making sure that we are on the forefront of keeping you ahead of what is happening, whether it's the newsletters that you put out, Crystal, or this radio show, or the podcast, the Wealthy Wednesday, all of it is allowing for us to make sure that we are available, that we are out there, and that we are making sure that your priorities are above our own at this office. And that's crucial in times like this.
Absolutely. Well, George, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have you come back on in a couple weeks. I like that our listeners are getting a chance to get to know you. Yeah. And now they're actually calling the office and saying they'd like to have a meeting directly with you, which I think is just fabulous. So now we can both be serving and helping individuals, because, you know, George, when it comes to finances, they are so complex.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people out there listening are wanting to, or trying to, I should say, do it on their own. And that you don't know, is that the right decision? Are they being inefficient? What are the ways that we can come alongside and that we can help and say, okay, here's how we do it, customize it to them and create that confidence that they need to say, yep, I'm making the right decisions. And that's what we love doing here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at the time and realizing we have already been through our 30 minutes together. So I'm going to bring this to a close, but I want to encourage all of our listeners to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Schedule a free initial consultation with George or myself. Let's sit down and look at where you are and make sure you're positioned correctly for our next peak to trough. And then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.